Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to House Plans. Glad you'd be with us today. Talking a little real estate. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage in the house. Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker. What's happening, guys?
Hey, good morning.
It's all good.
Everybody have a good week?
We're here.
Well, it's better than that. I had a good week.
Yeah, it was a great week.
I did too.
Closing loans.
It's gotten delirious. Delirious is the word.
Delirium
of the
has set in.
Yeah, yeah. You just come over and you just see people. Hellos are laughing. Chris is laughing.
You're used to being overwhelmed.
The processors and underwriters are just. I mean, they sound like wild hyenas over there. I mean, I'm not sure what the next stage is, but I know it's not good.
Yeah, you can tell rates are low.
The
blood pressure's up.
It is.
It's kind of funny. I get a kick out of the whole thing. It's kind of like the more anxious y'all are, the happier I am.
Yep. We are extremely busy.
But I tell you, it's still knocking it down. We did twice. We did more transactions last month than we did in the whole first quarter.
Yeah.
And so, and of course, y'all remember January started 20% off. And
yeah.
So,
yeah. Think about that.
Huge input of refis. But the purchase business is still there.
Still strong.
It's still strong.
Growing a little. Still
growing
a little.
The market is still looking good. And everybody's busy. But I can tell you that, we did that much business and our number of days from the time the processor got it to the time it was cleared to close and ready to go went up by one day.
Yeah, I mean, that's just outstanding.
They're getting it on.
I saw our boy Higdon Wednesday
night. I did, too. I saw him on Thursday.
He was just shaking his head when he saw me. He goes, why does it have to be all or nothing?
True that.
I said, well, that's just the way
it is. That's just the way it works. Exactly right.
Yep.
You're either crazy busy and loving every minute of it, or slow and trying to find another deal.
Yeah, that's exactly
but
right.
What we're talking about, of course, is rates. I mean, if you're watching the stock market and watching the bond market, you kind of know that rates have been just going crazy. And so, we're out there finding some just absolutely incredible refi deals. I know Rich did a second opinion for somebody yesterday on a 15-year. And, he was knee-deep with somebody else and said, I heard I could get a second opinion from y'all. He called, and we saved him a half a point.
Wow.
Half a point.
Well, and, of course, thanks to Keith, he brought the numbers in, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But, the market has remained strong as well, which is just sort of the gas on the fire on
yep,
top of
– and we'll probably continue what it's doing.
I think so, too, yeah. And, there's some things that I kind of see behind the numbers – that we'll talk about as well. Keith kind of confirmed what my opinion was. But it's good to be busy for sure. So we haven't had any time for show prep. So, again, we need our callers and texters.
Absolutely.
The last couple of shows, we've had a lot of texts. That makes the
lots
show interesting.
Lots of texts, lots of calls.
Yeah.
It makes it very interesting. So if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, do hit us up at 866-442-7553. Or you can always hit us on the text line at 71307. That's 71307. We do have the numbers for July, and Keith, they look pretty good.
Similar to what we've seen most of the year, with the exception of January. But what we're seeing is just a minor increase, but consistently improving. And that's not the case everywhere in the country.
So sure.
Our market continues to grow. I've been downtown a couple of times. I'm downtown almost every week. I did a little small transaction this month for a family friend, one of the family.
Sure.
And, of course, it was multiple offers first day, and we were fortunate enough to secure the contract.
How many? What price point?
$200,000.
200 price point, and how many offers
downtown
on the first day?
Well, there were three that I was aware of.
Wow. On the first day?
First day.
Were you the first one to get there?
No, I was second.
Second to view.
And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes when you're first, it benefits you. Sometimes you have to develop a unique strategy for all circumstances when you're – and there's a lot of nuance
to it. In a very competitive
it.
Market.
It is, and it's not always pure price. You know, it has to do with other things as well. And knowing how to navigate that is part of a lot of years' experience and typically benefits my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, give us a shout this morning, 866-442-7553. Or you can hit us on the text line 71307. Chris and JD here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker. We do have the numbers for July. We're going to cover that, talk a little bit about rates, but we'd rather hear from you. Text line 71307. We'll be right back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We are taking your text and phone calls today. If you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, we would love to hear from you at 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. And, of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. We've got some good topics today, but obviously, love to hear from our loyal listeners out there. And we've actually got a caller on the line. We've got, I believe, Scott in Greenville who has called in. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone is well.
Good.
Fantastic.
All right. So this is really probably more targeted toward Keith, but still we'll throw it out for the group.
We like to put Keith on the spot. So you're a man of our people.
I am looking for rural property, acreage. I've found a couple of parcels that are 2 to 3 times larger, more expensive than what I'm looking for. I don't Facebook. I will Facebook probably about the second Tuesday after Nancy Pelosi endorses Donald Trump.
Good for you.
So that's not an option. Yep. So that's not an option. So aside from calling the realtor who has a piece of property listed and saying I'm interested in buying a piece of that property, keep my contact information in case somebody else comes along with the same idea. Other than that, how do I go find someone who is in the same market than I am?
Let me understand you. What you'd like to do is buy the property, cut it up, or pool your resources and buy the property.
Well, no, what he wants is a smaller piece of property, right. But he keeps looking and all he finds is something bigger than what he wants. So he's trying to come up with a way to split it so that he can buy what he wants and somebody else can buy what they want. And so, you know, that's kind of a complicated situation. And in his particular case, you know, most of the millennials just throw that out on Facebook and say, who wants to buy these other 9 acres? And somebody would raise their hand, but he doesn't do that.
Yeah, well, first, let me kind of rebut that notion that Facebook will help you solve that. That not being participating in Facebook is not part of your solution. So I wouldn't worry about that. If you're trying to, if I understand this correctly, you want to partner with someone. Is that
no, right? No. He. How big of a piece of property do you want?
Okay. I'm looking for somewhere probably in the vicinity of about 7 to 10 acres, and everything that I'm finding is 20 acres
right.
and up.
Yeah. So,
you know, he's looking. He's got 7 to 10 ready to roll, and he's looking for somebody else who wants 7 to 10.
You know, one of the things that I've seen people do. This is Chris. Is I've seen people just go in and buy the whole 20.
Yeah, no.
Draw the line.
That would be typical.
I'm serious. Yeah, buy the whole 20. Draw the line where you want.
Put a little premium on it.
Put a premium on the one next
door. And then sell, because there is somebody else.
Charge the same price bought the whole thing for the one next door. You'll be surprised.
And there is somebody out there looking for what you're looking for.
Yes.
And it's not uncommon. And typically what Chris is describing is what someone would do. They'd go ahead and purchase it, cut it up, what I was referring to.
Well, I mean, we're working with somebody right now who similarly bought they wanted a 2-acre plot. They ended up buying a 10-acre plot, and then they cut that into lots. I mean, it was all road frontage. They just said cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And so they sold lot one, sold lot two, and lot three is on the market. When lot three sells, their lot will be paid for.
That's right. Yeah.
And so
you're making the assumption that I have the ability to buy that entire parcel. But if I buy that entire parcel, then I can't do the house.
Well,
also.
you may also.
Well, you get a loan.
Obviously.
I'm in a no loan situation right now.
Okay.
I became self-employed 8 months ago, so I'm in a no loan.
You could also
situation at the moment.
You could also partner with someone who has the capital, and you find the deal, put the deal together. Now you'll need
and they would be an investor.
There'd
only,
be an investor in the deal with you. That's a reasonable solution. Many times, it doesn't hurt to contact the listing agent. Typically, they'll say, we'll subdivide if they're going to do it. So
many
you're
times it's on the sign.
Yeah,
I've seen
typically, or in the MLS remarks. So, but more often than not, you're correct that they would prefer to sell it all as one piece.
And then I would also think that there's the possibility that somebody at CREA, you know, which is the Upstate Investors Club. You may visit there and find somebody that says, absolutely.
Well, you need an investor. And let me tell you why. Partnering with someone who's going to split it with you, partnering with them is going to be challenging because deciding exactly what's fair and equitable between two people purchasing a piece of property is no small task in and of itself, right? I want that 5 acres on this side, and the other party won't accept the same thing.
Yeah.
That's right. The other 5 acres on the other side. So your position would be, well, I found the deal. I'm going to get the preferred property, and the other party would say, well,
it's
my money.
Yeah.
And so you're unlikely to create that scenario, but an investor will only look at the net income from the deal.
Yes.
So I would say locate an investor, or the alternative is just be patient. I've got a client looking for a large piece of land, and we've been looking at least a year, maybe a year and 2 or 3
How
months
How big is
now.
Your guy looking for?
Well, we want raw land that we can both cultivate and build a small house on.
Uh-huh.
And we would accept anywhere from 30 to 90 acres.
It has to be at least 30.
At least 30.
Yeah, so, Scott, if you find something, I would say, you know, it would be good to reach out to the listing agent. You could also call Keith because, you know, if you find the right property, you may be able to buy the 5 you want, and he may
That's
be
right.
able
I've
to.
That's right. I've got the investor. We could cut it up. But, again, you'll need to – finding the property is a challenge, too. I mean, the scenario, Chris is looking himself.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a challenge.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm fairly particular about what I want. You know, I want to be out, but I want to be close to the interstate. You know, so you're right. There's not a lot of that out
there. And, Scott, are you thinking about building a home on it? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I've talked to a builder who's going to help me sub it out and act as more or less like a supervisor. It's just, you know, just a small home. It's retirement. I'm building a retirement situation.
You are digging a ditch, aren't you, Scott?
Yeah.
So you want to buy raw land. By the way, it's not as simple as buying raw land. I'm sure you know that. But you got to perk it. You got to have utilities.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
those things are.
Well, it sounds like he has some experience in the building business.
And some of the parcels that I've found have creeks on them. And I've gone down that road with Greenville County and determined that, you know, if I'm within 100 feet of a known creek, then I've got to deal with Army Corps of Engineers and blah, 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 blah.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so, yeah. So yeah, there are complexities involved in buying the land, but
I would say
throw it out there and ask if you guys had suggestions.
Yeah,
on how to
I would
with somebody like minded.
Yeah, I would say this: send JD an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com with your contact information, and then he'll send you Keith's information. And if you find a property, you know, because Keith, like Keith just said, he's got somebody looking. I'm looking. You know, there's always somebody looking for the other half. Are you going to be a good neighbor, Scott?
I'm more concerned about the other person being a good neighbor.
Okay.
So as Chris is talking, this is personal to Chris. Chris can go down this road.
That's right. I'm looking too. So you never know. We might be neighbors. But if go ahead.
Yeah. I'm trying to leave the property as natural as possible.
Sure.
Just enough to build on. I had a piece picked out. It fit all my parameters. I was talking to the listing agent. We walked the property on a Monday. He mentioned that he was going to be going on vacation on Thursday. I called him back Tuesday about midday and said, hey, when did you say you were going on vacation? He said Thursday. I said, so basically I got today and tomorrow to get with you to get an offer submitted and earnest money. And he says, yeah, and while I'm gone, there's really not going to be anybody to work the deal. Comes back off vacation, calls me the day he's back off vacation and says, did you still want to put an offer on that property? Yeah, I did. Well, it looks like another offer came in and they accepted it.
Yeah.
I thought you said that you couldn't work the deal while you're on vacation.
Yeah, so, that's not good.
I could comment on that, but I'm going to refrain from commenting.
Yeah, but send JD the email, and you never know. Keith's customer or myself might be the other half of the deal.
All right.
Hey, Scott, appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you listening. Great conversation.
Ask JD.
Ask JD at countybankmortgage.com, askjd@countybankmortgage.com. And we got a couple text questions. One's right up Chris's alley here.
No, this is a JD question.
I have a Bermuda lawn. When should I put pre-emergent down for my spring lawn? Chris, we're going to let you answer that one.
Well, I would say you need to wait about 45 minutes and then text again when the
check with True Green.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's
not True
right.
Green guy. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I actually but, just hired.
Yeah,
them
that's not something
it.
We know.
No.
All right. Correct. So here is a good question. It says, 0220 on a mortgage at 4.5, have a $20,000 remodel loan at 8, need windows and siding. Last appraisal was 280, about 5 years ago. What options do I have basically to wrap everything into one? So what you'd be talking about doing, you didn't say how much the windows and siding are, but let's just pretend that's 20. So you got, you know, 220 plus 20 plus another 20. So that puts you at 260
on 280.
Well, 280 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Years ago. Okay.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Well,
which
the first
would
thing,
be
first
which
thing
would be
to
420
do,
today. No,
yeah, that's right. The first thing we need to do is we need to determine what the value current will be value. On your current home. And any time that you combine your first mortgage, the 220, with the remodel, the $20,000 second that you've got right now, that's what they consider to be a cash-out transaction. And you're going to be limited to 80% of the value if you want to roll all this, including the new repairs, into one loan. Now, I will tell you, at a rate of 4.5% on the first and a rate of 8% on the second, you need to do something because both of those rates are too high for the market that we're in today. So the first thing I would tell you to do is let's determine what the value of your home is. And you can do that.
So just send an email with the address, right?
Yeah, shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. And let's do an AVM. Let's figure out approximately what we think your home would appraise for. And once we get that number, we'll assume maybe your credit's really good and all that. Then we can say, okay, if we put the 220, the 20, and the other 20 together, that's possible. If we can't do that, maybe we just do the 220 and the 20 together.
Sure.
And then maybe do the other 20 on an equity line or something like that after the fact. There's a lot of different things that you can do to sort of put that deal together, but value will be the driving factor.
Yeah, and of course you're going to do that at no charge, right?
That's correct.
You're going to go ahead and look, and of course we can't guarantee value. But
if
we have a lot of tools,
appraisal, Chris, and he sent that to you, JD,
that would be huge.
There's
yeah.
a square footage diagram in the appraisal,
right?
And when we do valuations, it's not always the most important thing, but it's certainly a critical component
correct.
Of doing any accurate valuation model.
Does it have a basement? Not. Yeah. Is it, you know, whatever
And in the old appraisal, of course, they also have some pictures. If you could scan that or send that to JD,
that would be awesome.
We could come up with a pretty accurate number.
Yeah. And, then
and then after you get that, like you said, JD, then it's math to figure out what option is going to be the cheapest. You know,
what exactly can we do, and then our how much we can do, and then how much would you save by putting all that together, including how much cash out we can get you.
Yeah,
for
but
the
it's
next
possible
thing.
That that house has gone up 20-25% over the last 5 years.
That would be a good number.
Every market is a little different.
Depending on where it is.
280, yeah, that's right. 280 5 years ago.
Yeah, so to get to 80, you got to be at 5. You got to be at 3.25. Yeah. You know, 325, which
probable.
Is probable. Not guaranteed, obviously, but probable. But definitely shoot an email over to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. And then in that, give him your address, and we'll get to work on it. And then we can come back to you and say, hey, we roughly think the property's worth this. We think the loan would look like this. And we'll
and
do all
that. I think you'll
that.
Like what you see.
Yeah, I think you'll be shocked.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
What
so,
you see.
Listen, well, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. We got a couple other texts that came over. We would love to hear from you. So if you've got a question about buying, selling, the phone lines are open as well. 866-442-7553.
JD, could you Google that question about Bermuda?
We're
going to
find out about the pre-emergent, whatever that is, here in just a little bit. 71307 is the text line. If you're listening to House Plans, we'll be back right after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We've had my email out a couple times in the first half of the show. That's AskJD, A-S-K-J-D, at countybankmortgage.com. And I gave Chris a little teaser on, I believe it was this last weekend, and told him to go ahead and put together some lists for our loan officers. If you're paying 4.5% or higher, even if you closed in the last year, you need to be taking a look at a potential refinance. We have saved, I'll tell you this, I made, I think, 6 phone calls on clients that closed between November and February of 18 and the beginning of 19. And 6 applications saved them at least $100 a month, every single one of them.
Wow.
And on some of the larger deals, they're saving upwards of $200 a month.
They call that BIG. That's big.
Yeah.
$100 a month.
The only big part is there's only one JD Nelson, so I have to do it one at a time. So it's
well,
good.
And to Scott that called in earlier, our buddy Robert Ortega up in Spartanburg, he's a real estate agent up there. You can find him. I know you don't Facebook, but you probably got some Google.
Yeah.
But Robert says, how many acres and where? He has some property.
Yeah.
In Cherokee and Spartanburg. And so Robert's a frequent listener and calls in quite often. So, Scott, you might want to look Robert Ortega up as well and see what he's got listed because everybody's got a little. But I will say, Keith, that is somewhat of a challenge. You know, we were talking off the air earlier about a little deal I know where a guy, you know, up in Taylor's bought 11 acres, paid $310.
Yeah, well, you know, I scoffed at that. I'm thinking, you know, if you sit down with someone and the caller, I believe his name was Scott.
Yeah.
You need to look at the whole deal before you do anything.
Yes.
Like Scott was, he didn't discuss his parameters, but he had them. He,
yeah,
he said,
sure.
Hey, I've got
He's
them.
Got 5 to 7
yeah.
acres.
And you got to put the deal ahead. He said a small house. Well, how much are you going to spend on the house, and how much are you willing to invest in the property? And Chris and JD were just talking off the air about where someone bought a large piece of property, overpaid for it,
yep.
appeared to overpay for it. And then when you finance the home, then you're starting from the wrong spot, right?
Right.
Sure. You got to have a certain amount of, and typically there is, even believe it or not, there's a loan, a typical portion that you would invest in land for a building a custom home.
Yes.
When you go over that, then you need to look at the big picture about how I'm going to cut this up at a later date, even
yes.
after you build the house.
That's right.
So you build the house right in the middle of the property.
But I think there's plenty of opportunity out there for Scott to find somebody to go in with him, because there's people looking for smaller pieces. And then, like you said, when you go to plan it out, the hard part of that partnership will be who gets what.
Yeah.
You know, who wants this view? Who wants that view? You know, Scott said he wants his to remain natural. And so,
that's
you know,
right.
the other person may want to clear cut the
may
whole thing. And so you might not get
that's
along
right.
too well.
Exactly.
You know, so that will be somewhat challenging. But it sounds like Robert has some property out there. And then, of course, you've got a client looking. And, of course, I'm looking. You know, and I'm not in a hurry. I'm looking for the right deal in the right place. Place is probably more important. You know, because I need to be close to the interstate and stuff like that. But
yeah, and I was just going to comment on that, Chris. Obviously, if you're going to have common goals with someone, then you have to start with location.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Where are we going to buy? What is our do I need to be closer or further away from point A and point B?
Absolutely. Yep. Well, listen, we got another text question up. It's right down JD's alley here. It says,
yep.
to refinance, do you have to have 80% equity in the home? And I think what they mean is 20% equity.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, is the most loan you can do 80?
And the absolutely
answer,
not.
Yeah, and the answer is no.
Yeah, you can actually do up to 96, actually 97%. Yes, you can do up to 97% of the value of your home. And I would tell you, you know, that sounds like maybe someone who has purchased a property in the last couple years, and maybe they put 5% down or whatever it may be. The beauty of that situation is in many cases, your appraisal will be slightly higher than what you purchased a property for. Of course, as you make payments on your current loan, your balance is going down. So it creates a situation maybe where you're at 90% instead of 95 now, or 85 instead of 90 or 95. And so a lot of times,
the lower that LTV is, JD, the cheaper the mortgage insurance becomes, right?
That's correct. You can refinance, lower your mortgage insurance, lower your rate. And that's some of the type of loans that we've really been putting together over the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah. And I know one other thing you always look at is the structure of that.
Yes.
You know, are you paying monthly, and maybe should it be just a one-time
fee? A little single premium.
Or vice versa, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, that's what we call the customized mortgage solution, and it's very easy. So, you know, any of our listeners out there that feel like, you know, that 4.5% or higher, even if you purchased a house in the last year, you should just send me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. Send me your mortgage statement if you can, and we'll take a look at that deal and figure out, okay, what's the value of your property now? Or try to get the, you know, the best case scenario that we can figure out as far as that goes. Hey, what kind of rate can we get you if we refinance? If you are paying private mortgage insurance, how much can we save you on that, or can we eliminate it altogether? And you know, people are saving money. If you don't want to save money, you don't need to do anything. I'm just telling you, it's time.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, it's very interesting what's happened in the rate market. And of course, now let's not forget this. The last time we had a long-term refinance boom, one of the most popular things that people did was take their 30, turn it into a 20.
Yes.
Take their 20 and turn it into a 15. Take their 15 and turn it into a 10. And, of course, you know, in some cases, if the rate is moving enough, then you may be in a situation where you're making the same payment, but instead of having 28 years left, you got 20.
It's funny. You were just sitting here. I was checking my emails on my phone, and I got an email from a guy I was talking to late yesterday afternoon. Bought his house in January. We did a 20-year in January. And so, you know, I sent him a quick text, and I said, hey, you might want to take a look. Here's what the new 20-year would look like. Here's the new 15. His 15-year went up like $50 a month.
Right.
Something like that.
But he's shaving 4 years.
He's saving 4 years. The 20-year was saving him about $175. And he opted to stay for the 20-year because he's got some kids starting college.
Sure.
So he was worried about cash flow, but he said, golly, I'd love to do that 15. Yeah, you know, yeah. So, I mean, there are some
sure.
good opportunities.
Well, I mean, JD, you know, JD was working with my brother, and my brother had the same question, you know, do I really bite the bullet and go? His situation is a little bit different because he was on an ARM, and he's trying to figure out, you know.
Well, he's in Florida.
Yeah, I think the ARM rates are going to go down, but do I want a chance missing this lock-in event?
right
this time. And so, you know, we had a great discussion. Our discussion was centered around lender credits and points. And so, you know, a lender credit would be where you're paying a little bit of a higher rate to have me pay some of the closing costs. And then points are where you're going to pay me prepaid interest to get a lower interest rate over the long haul.
And
I said, you know, here's the deal. It's all math, first of all. And second of all, it is, you know, how long are you going to be on the property?
That's what I'm thinking.
And then how many times do we hear, Keith, this is my only home, my only loan?
Those are famous last words.
And it changes. So I always try to tell people, and I know JD does too, that, you know, let's talk about a five-year time frame, an eight-year time frame. Then we can talk about a 20-year time frame, you know, because I can guarantee you if JD makes you a loan at 3.5 and rates go to 2.5, you'll be back.
Yes.
And so you only had that loan for however long that took. And the vice versa is true. No matter how much people love JD, I haven't met a single person yet that'll go from 3.5 to 4.5 just so he can eat.
No. But if you are out there, let me put you on the callback for next year. So that's exactly right. So it's been crazy, that's for sure. I think everybody hears
in a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It's refinance time, no doubt about it. So anyway, well, listen, we're going to head into our final break of the show. We appreciate all our texters and phone calls today. It's been a good show. We haven't even scratched the surface on the numbers or anything. So if we don't hear from anybody, we'll maybe tackle that when we get back. 866-442-7553 is the text line, or is the phone line, excuse me, and the text line is 71307. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We'll be back right after this talking real estate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. Got about 13 minutes left in this show talking some real estate today. If you've got a question about buying, selling, refining, anything to do with real estate, do give us a shout. 866-442-7553. Of course, the text line is open, 71307. That's 71307. Or if you'd like to just go straight to JD, you can always send an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. We'll be happy to talk to you that way. And if you want a free mortgage checkup or have us take a look, you can always send us a copy of your mortgage statement and say, look at this. Free of charge, we'll look at it and say, hey, here's what you could do.
It's not like going to the dentist, I can
promise
you. It's very
no
easy.
Drills.
Keith's seen it in action. You know, you can remain anonymous for the most part. You know, send the information. We'll send it back if it looks
quick
good.
Quick and easy.
If you like it, you do it.
Everybody's scared of the banker. You know that?
Yes.
I'm not a banker.
I know that.
I'm a mortgage.
Explain that to them.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. Mortgage. Secondary mortgage operations
well, bankers
only.
Bankers pay the bills, so I can't.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Your objective is to get the loan.
Yeah.
Not
yes, to earn
yeah.
the loan. That's right. If I ever figure out a way to make money on turndowns,
oh,
I will
man,
be
that would
set.
Be great. Yes.
How does that happen? How can you do it?
The credit bureaus make money on turndowns.
Yeah, that's right. So. Well, I tell you, too, the one of the things that's popped back out that we do need to tell our listeners about is if you do apply, whether it's with us or anybody else, you're probably going to get lit up with phone calls.
Trigger leads.
Unless and unless you are on the do not call, number one, and then the optoutprescreen.com. So just so the listeners understand, what happens is the credit bureau that tells you how they're trying to protect your your identity and all that kind of good stuff. Well, the minute that a mortgage company inquires on your credit, they will then sell your information to somebody else so that 923 people can call you.
And they will.
Unless you're on that optoutprescreen.com and the do not call list. So we highly recommend that.
And tell them just briefly what the opt-out prescreen is, a consortium of the credit bureaus, right?
The three, but basically what it does is it gives you the option to opt out of prescreened credit offers where credit data is used. So you won't get any more Visa, MasterCard things in the mail from people you don't know. So they won't be able to sell your data to somebody else based on credit.
Right.
Yeah, so optoutprescreen.com.
And it's challenging when you go on that website and it wants your Social Security number and address.
Disconcerting a little bit.
But if you do it, it'll go away.
But
yeah. Well, listen, we got another phone call. We got Brooks in Easley wants to talk about loan qualifiers. Hey, Brooks, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good to hear you guys every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't say every morning. Once a week is enough for us.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm glad that you're busy. I'm glad.
Yes,
you're busy,
we are too.
2011, I was trying to get my house sold and couldn't sell it. And anyway, I'm probably like a lot of people looking for a house to buy. I found some that look good, but they're, in my opinion, I'm not in the real estate business. They're $25,000 more than what they should be. So I've gone to driving around and looking for houses, and I've seen a bunch of them, some for sale and some not, with grass and weeds grown up to the roof.
Yes.
And some of them are $25,000 for the, and it looks like it's a pushover. I watch a lot of Flipper Flop on HGTV.
Yep.
And a lot of those houses they buy for $250,000 in California should be pushed over.
Right.
These look like they should be pushed over, but they're, let's just say they're $25,000 or $50,000.
Yes.
What's the minimum type of house? Does it have to have air?
Oh, great question.
If it's 25 grand and doesn't have air, it's just got heat.
Are you going to keep it as your primary? You're doing it as an investment?
Investor.
Okay.
Yes.
Keep it and rent it or flip it?
There's going to be another question that Keith made a statement about a month ago. He said, I'm going to paraphrase. He said, keep all your real estate.
Great investment.
Right.
So,
what you got?
So let's let JD address the loan qualifiers. So to get the best rate on an investment property,
40% down is the best rate. If you put 25% down, then that's going to qualify you for really a really good rate. 80% is going to be about a quarter higher than it would be at 25% down, and you can do 15% down. Rate's going to be probably another eighth higher than it would be at 80, plus you're going to have the private mortgage insurance.
And when you're talking about that, JD, you're talking about a house that it is in Fannie and Freddie condition.
That's correct.
And so address that a little bit.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different caveats involved in what we are able to loan on. The house that you're describing that has weeds halfway grown up the house and all that kind of stuff, probably not going to be that house. And that's a very generalized statement. But it does need to have a heat source of some type. It does not have to have air conditioning.
So that's right.
That's one thing that you don't have to have. And then it also has, I think there's a cooking.
Has to have a stove.
I believe is what it.
Yeah.
It has
and
to
then
have a stove.
As a general rule, it has to have no safety issues.
Right.
And you need to be able to live in it. Now, what I would live in and what somebody else would live in would be different.
Right.
So let's say that it's got carpet and the carpet's dirty. That's not
a
problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
You know, but if there's a hole in the subfloor, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, right.
Or if you go into the bathroom and the bathroom's dirty, let's say it's done in 1952, and so it's old and dirty. Old and dirty is not a problem. You fix that with cleaning. But what you would do is you would make sure that those things would work on the secondary market. And what I'm talking about right now is a loan that you would get for a rental. You don't want to try to get a Fannie or Freddie loan for a rental because it's just a big it's a challenge because of condition, and I wouldn't recommend that you try to do that. If you know you're going to buy it, fix it, and flip it, then you need to go to somebody who specializes in those. Now, they might charge you 18% interest, and they might charge you a $3,500 fee, but it's going to be quick and easy, and you're going to be in and out, and, you know, on that's your first right, one, yeah. 6 months longer than you think.
Okay. And as far as investment property, secondary, not a primary mortgage, can you, if you, the quote-unquote, strip the equity, it's got to be 85%.
Of the purchase price.
Minus what you buy.
Yeah. The purchase price or appraised value, whichever's lower.
Yes, and okay. Not as improved, because you got to buy it first. And so that is typically not the best route when you're doing a rehab.
Yeah.
What I would recommend on a rehab in most cases, even if you're going to keep it, is find you a banker that'll do that on a 12-month basis in-house. They will do an as-improved value, and then JD will give them a takeout letter that says, hey, as soon as this is up to snuff, then we will take it out. The other thing I would tell you is, if you're not an experienced investor, make sure you talk to some, because one of the worst mistakes you can make is overspending on your renovations, because, you know, we've seen that before, where people are putting down, you know, $8 a foot or $20 a foot tile in the bathroom when they need to be putting the 88 cents. Because, you know, it's just because you need something that is very much more plain's not the right word. I don't know what the right word is.
Well, neutral and durable.
Neutral and durable. Durable, okay. Being the most important.
Right. So that formula, you can learn that formula by studying the investment business. But there are a lot of things that you need someone with experience to look at. I'd get a professional involved. Even if you paid somebody to just take a quick and dirty look at it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I would have a professional give me their opinion about the upside potential, the current function of the floor plan, what the resale market might be. There are a lot of things to look at before you pull the trigger. You should know what the proximity of commercial activity around the subject property is. It's just more complicated than it looks on its face. So get a professional involved.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'll reaffirm, hold your real estate.
Yeah, that's right. I would. And if you want to talk more about it off the air, just shoot JD an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com, and we'll be happy to reach out to you.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, thanks Brooks. Good luck.
All
so
right,
we
guys.
Got a another text question, okay. Over here. It says, Keith, what are the pitfalls of buying a home that is in a new neighborhood and the builder's agent says the HOA is $170 a month, but it takes care of everything outside, including roof and siding and landscaping, but the house is a single family detached where you own the lot and not just the footprint. So it is not a condo.
Yeah.
So it's a single, even if it's a single family home. So I think those are becoming more and more popular, where you move in and somebody's going to take care of all of the outside as long as you pay that money.
Yeah, the first thing that occurs to me, Chris, is read the documents. Don't take anybody's word for it. Typically, there are covenants and restrictions to the deed, and there are also bylaws that tell how you govern the HOA. And so the first thing you want to do is read them.
Thing you want to do is understand them.
Correct. And what we would call informed consent, right?
Yes.
Not only did you read it, you understood what it says. What are the pitfalls was his question.
Sure.
The pitfalls are that you don't know what you're getting into when you sign the documents,
And if it's a new neighborhood, the other thing I think about is, you know, just – think about what happened
in the downturn
when it came to condo associations.
Now, that's risk.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation,
well,
right?
This is the same type of thing, though. What if it's a new neighborhood, what is the health of that HOA?
Well,
when you're putting that math together, you know, and you're starting with maybe 20% of the homeowners in it, and let's say something happens and the HOA never fills up. Let's say you don't sell 100% out. That cash flow is not going to look that way.
Well, not only that, Chris, when you go in, you're the first of five homes, you'll get a little bit of an incentive to buy in there.
Sure.
But the risk is, at this price point, the builder doesn't sell them, and guess what they do? They'll build a smaller home in the neighborhood until they find a price point that the market will absorb.
And then they'll build that, whatever it is.
That's right. And that's the risk. Now, I will tell you, if you have to sell and compete against new construction, it's going to cost you some money.
Sure. And if you want to talk about it off the air, shoot JD an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com.
That's it. Well, listen, great show. Appreciate all our we had a lot of texters and phone calls today. We appreciate all of our listeners out there. You've been listening to House Plans. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Cart with the Buyer's Broker. Shoot us an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com with any questions you have. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.